This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Avam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavuah. We're learning Siman Mem Gimel, Sif Hey. We're up to Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chaf. So here's a story. Somebody wants to go into a Beis HaKiseh Kavua to do his needs. So he takes them off 4 amos away. Some say, the Rama says, some say, even if he's not going to do his needs, and it's good to be machmer. We saw the Magen Avraham says it's midina, it's asrali kanas beis hakiseh b'tefillin, and it's no better than, it's not worse than a bathhouse. So the Mechaber says, so what do you do with the tefillin? You're taking off the tefillin, v'goylulon b'ritzuay shalahen, you're wrapping them in their strap. Va'oichsan b'yeminai, you're holding in your right hand. Ubebigdai k'neged libai. So you're going into the bathroom. It's a basic kisei kavua. You're removing them. Berichuk dal ramas. The thing is, you're bringing them in because you have to guard them. You can't leave it outside. You can't wear it, but you can't leave it outside. So you're putting it on. In other words, you're taking it off, but you're bringing it in. So where do you do it? You hold it in your right hand. Why do you hold it in your right hand? It says the Mishnah Berurah. One second, let's just finish the Mechaber. You hold it in your right hand, opposite your heart. You're careful the Ritzuas don't hang down the Tavach. And when you go out, Marchik Arba Amos Umenichan. When you go out, then you distance 4 amos and you put them on. So why are you holding it in your right hand? It says Mishnah Berurah, Avaloy b'smal, now with your left hand. Mebnei she'tzarech l'kaneach ba, because one wipes with their left hand. Since a person ties the tefillin with the right hand cannot be used for wiping. So therefore, one wipes with the left hand, and the right hand is the only available hand to hold on to the tefillin. In this case, there's no concern for sprinkling, for droplets, that you're going to come to rub them with the hand you're holding the tefillin. Why? Since we're talking about an established bathroom, you're probably sitting. So since you're sitting, you don't have to worry about nitzoytos. You only have to worry about nitzoytos if you're standing, not if you're sitting. Now this Rama is Rama Mipano. It's with an ayin. So Rav Menachem Azariah Pario writes, it's mutter to enter with tefillin. The mutter that comes with the mevayis ham tunafis, afilu yesha makom tunaf lahedya. You could enter with tefillin. Now, presumably, this means that you are wearing the tefillin. V'toyv l'chasoyis b'kavet, it's good to cover it with your hat. Or the dirshu brings, you could even cover it with your hand. V'imroitzel l'chaltzon. If you want to take them off and put them on again, it's okay. Meaning, remember we saw originally that Ari said that once you put on tefillin in their house and wear it to the shul. Problem is, you know, on the way to shul, a lot of klavim have taken care of their needs. So even Mavois Mutunavis, the Ramami Pano says it's okay to wear tefillin. It's better to take it on and put on again. Magen Avram is inclined to say that if you know on the way to shul, you're going to be passing through dirty alleyways, don't put it on in your house. Put it on in the shul. Or put on your house, and then you're going to cover it when you get to the dirty alleyways. The Dirshu points out that earlier on the Mishnah Berurah said that if you know that you're going to go through dirty alleyways, put it on in the courtyard of the shul. The Machzor HaShekel is Mesopuk. Could be you should cover the straps. Now straps, L'chayra means the straps of the Shal Rosh, hanging down. or whatever is extending beyond the shalyad, and certainly the three wrappings on the finger. Meaning, the Ramami panel seems like he holds you're allowed to wear tefillin even b'makom matunaf, and it's just a good thing to cover it with your hat. The Magen Avraham says if you know that there's going to be a dirty place, wait to put on in shul. Which implies that me'ikar hadin, you should not have tefillin in a makom matunaf. The Radvaz also sounds like he holds you have to cover tefillin in a makom matunaf. And if it's impossible to cover it, wait to put it on until you get to shul. What about streets that have garbage piles? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says that's not called a mavoi metunaf. Rav Yashiv says it is considered mavoi metunaf. Okay. Rav Ben-Sion Abishola says it depends whether the garbage is sort of going to be consumed over there. Okay, in other words, if there's an incinerator, so it depends if it's incinerated or not. If it's incinerated, it's not a makom matunaf. If it's not incinerated, it just sits there, it is a makom matunaf. The Mishnah Berurah continues, Umash masham, dehadalid vahayud, shabertsuis ein tzarach lechasoysam, shehim derech kshira, lay derech kesiva, ayin sham. There it's mashma, that the dal and the yud of the tzuis you don't have to cover, because that's tying and not writing. Now, presumably, according to the Machzah Sashekel, they have to cover the Ritzua. Definitely you have to cover the Ritzua that has the different oisiyos on it. But from the Radvaz, who seems like you have to me'ikar adin cover the tefillin, it sounds like that's only the tefillin, but not the oisiyos of the Keshira. Okay, Sif Vav. Haya, lavush betfillin. If, let's say, somebody was wearing tefillin, v'hutzruch lebeis hakisei, b'layla, somebody was wearing tefillin, and he needed a bathroom at night, oy samach l'chashecha, or it was close to dark, she'ein shehus anicham oyd achar sheyetzei, he's not going to have time to put it on again after he leaves. So somebody's wearing tefillin. He needs a bathroom at night. Or it's close to dark. He's not going to have time to put it on again after he goes out. He should not enter wrapped in his garment. Even to urinate water in a set bathroom. What should he do? Chol son, he takes them off. Anichem b'kli, he puts them in a kli. Im hoya by tefach, if the kli contains a tefach, oy b'kli she'ein oy kilyan, or in something that is not its regular kli, afal pi she'ein by tefach, even though it doesn't have a tefach, v'oiches ha'kli b'yadoy v'nichnas. So let's get this case straight. The guy's wearing tefillin, and he needs to use the bathroom, and it's the nighttime, or close to the nighttime. He's not going to put it on after. And he has nothing to do with the tefillin but to wear it. Or if he takes it off, where is he going to put it? He should not wrap it in his beged, even to urinate. So he removes them. He puts them in a kli, that's a tefach, or in something not designated for it. And he holds it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Gelulim bevigdai, Reitz Leimer. Ma shehuter b'sif ha'koidim l'achsam b'yimina bevigdai, davka k'sheyesh l'shos l'anicham oid achar kach. So lo yitrichu l'hanicha m'kli. Ah, so now we have a major revelation. You know why in Sif Hey we allow you to hold it in your clothing? Because if you're going to have to wrap it up in its kli, then it's going to be a big tircha to put it on again. It's going to be a big tircha to put it on again. So we say, you know what? Keep it in your clothing. Wrap it in a subpar way. But if anyway you're not going to put it on again, and because it's the nighttime or close to the night and there's no time. So then could you utilize what we said in Sefei that you're going to wrap it in your clothing? That's when you have time to put it on again. But over here, you don't have time to put it on again. You're going to have to do a better wrapping. You put in a kli that has a tefach. Im hayu bay tefach. What? Why does it have to have a tefach? She'ein bay tefach. If it doesn't have a tefach, batel legabei atfilin. It's batel to the tefillin. Kivan shuhu kilyan. Since it's its designated kli, v'asa achnis in the beis hakise. Or you put it in a kli that's not a kli, or you put it in a kli that's not designated for it, and you hold it. By the way, this is mashma. All you need is one covering. You don't need a double covering, right? I mean, that's what he says. By Tashma Shamita, we said it has to be a double covering. By Beis HaKise, from this halacha, it seems like all it needs is one covering. The reason why you could bring it in is so that no travelers, no steal the tefillin and leaving it outside. Okay, we'll hold over here. We'll pick it up tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, in Sif Zayin. Okay, Rabbi Say, have a wonderful day. Shkoyach.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.